Now, here's what they, this is today, an article, Line in the Sand for Same-Sex Couples by Teresa Watanabe. Quote, the American and the Australian met in London. They fell madly in love. They got together, got a dog, and got a house near Venice Beach, which is in L.A. But there is no happy ending in sight for Tim Miller and Alistair McCartney. That's because the couple is gay, and U.S. immigration law does not allow the Whittier-born Miller to sponsor McCartney for a green card, as heterosexuals can do for their husbands and wives. And then it goes on, you know, it's heartbreaking, and you got that. All right, so the L.A. Times basically wants, and this is a news article, by the way. This isn't an editorial. It's written like an editorial. The L.A. Times basically said, look, not only do you have to let in people who are married, but you got to let in their gay partners now, too. Now, just think about that for a minute. Now, that means that anybody could say, hey, I'm gay. You got to let in Lenny, my friend, over here. How are they going to do? Are they going to do a demonstration in front of the immigration authorities? Are they going to demonstrate their gayness? How do you know? You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Say you want to get a guy in or a lady in, your friend. Okay, you can say, well, we're gay.
Well, I think that's what it's going to get to if you follow this.
Let's keep it here. Say, well, we're gay. You got to give him a green card or her a green card. Well, what do you do? A demonstration?
Prove it.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. And so that means that you have carte blanche about, okay, you're an American. You go over. You meet somebody. They want to come to America. You bring. And you could have an industry of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you $50,000 if you can get me in and say, I'm your gay lover and da-da-da-da-da. So it's impossible. I mean, this isn't a homosexual situation. This is a logistics situation. Couldn't do it. But the L.A. Times, in its political correctness, the fog of PC, oh, you got to do that? And if you're against it, you're homophobic, you don't like those gays, not fair, it's any other thing. And you're saying to yourself, how bad is it going to get in America? How bad is it going to get? It's going to get worse than it is now. Now, 19 countries allow gays to bring in their partners. And it's the usual suspects, Norway, France, the Netherlands, Israel does. I think Israel just needs folks over there. Sweden, Switzerland, I'm not so sure. You got the Switzerland down there. They don't let anybody in. So, you know, their name's on the list, but believe me, it ain't easy to get into Switzerland and be a citizen. UK, you can see that. Canada, and on and on. So 19 countries say if you're gay, you can bring in your partner. But here in America, we have such a problem with this, such a problem with illegal immigration. And our pals, Gerald Nadler, Congressman from New York, and Senator Patrick Leahy from the People's Republic of Vermont. Leahy really has gone off the deep end. I mean, Leahy was always a far-left guy. Now he's just in the land of the forgotten here. My God. The Uniting America Families Act, which was introduced first in 2000, would require that applicants be adults in committed intimate relationships. What? I mean, that means you could bring in your girlfriend, committed intimate relationship, who intend a lifelong commitment to one another. This is crazy. Uniting American Families Act. It hasn't passed, but if the SPs were in charge, the secular progressives, it would. It would. So I hope everybody's getting this thing, that this immigration thing is way, way more than a bunch of Mexicans trying to, you know, pick agricultural products or make up hotel rooms or cook in restaurants. This is social engineering. This is what is behind all this. You know, let me just read you again. If the SPs could get it passed, you would have the Uniting American Families Act, which would require adults in committed intimate relationships who intend a lifelong commitment to one another could bring in whoever they want to the United States. Think about it.
Right.
Think about it. I mean, the industry that can grow
up. It opens everything wide open.
But look, the more crazy the secular progressives get, the LA Times gets, let's have all the gays come in, and if you have a friend and you met him over there on the beach in Mykonos, and you guys had a great time, and you wanted to become a citizen, the more nutty you get, the less cooperation you're going to get from the traditional
land. Let me ask you a question, Bill.
Real quick.
How would you... allow, on what basis would you allow people to come into this country? If they had money, if they had skills, if they had family, how do you make the cut?
I would make the cut based on employment. And I would set up a guest worker program, a two-tier, temporary and permanent. And the people who wanted to come in as guest workers and they had a skill that was needed by American business, they could come in and they could prove themselves and they could apply and they get a green card and they go through the process. Does that sound reasonable?
So what you're saying is then, if I have a woman, if I meet a woman in Ireland and marry her, you're saying, no, you can't bring her.
No, you can. If you get legally married to a foreign national, okay, then there is a process. They look at it. They see whether it's a bogus marriage, because there's a lot of that, you know that.
Yeah,
and then they make a determination on, you know, if you're legally married, then you can have a person here with you. Whether that person becomes a citizen or not, it's got to be a decision made by the federal government. But we don't have gay marriage here. This is another subtext to this LA Times. Oh, we should have gay marriage so all the gay can same opportunity. Da, da, da. Well, what about the triads? Okay, you know, I know people in love with three women, and so you got to bring them in. They want a commitment. You know, you laugh, but look.
Right, but it's absurd. You know, I mean, clearly.
It's not absurd. As soon as they passed gay marriage in Holland, they had Olaf with two girls, and they got married. Come on. Oh,